There is a God.
There must be a God.
There is a God.
One has to believe in God. If you don't believe in God, you really don't know what you are missing.
Believe because he's helped me in so many ways, and I trust him, and I know that he will answer me if I ask him.
I believe in God because he created me.
I believe in God because he's given us the grace to believe in him, because he made us to his own image and likeness. And it's just through grace that you believe.
I believe in God and wouldn't have life otherwise. I found him a great help in trouble. He's a great guide and comforter. He goes with me. I have that satisfaction of knowing every day. And without his guide and comfort, I'm afraid life would be very bare.
How could we be without him?
Without him, we could not do anything.
He is all love, and you just cannot live without him.
Without him, we could not do anything.
In time of trouble, he always shows us and comes to us in spirit to comfort us.
He goes with me. I feel his companionship daily.
I've found him a great comfort when I've been in trouble.
I feel his companionship daily.
He created me.
He's helped me in so many ways, and I trust him.
He's given us the grace to believe in him.
He's a great guide and comforter.
He's so understanding. So wonderful, so helpful.
He goes with me. I have that satisfaction of knowing every day.
I feel he's controlling my life and everybody's life.
I know, personally, I know he's here. From the help that I get.
I think it's God that helps me to see things in a different way.
I feel that he has determined my existence.
I've found him a great comfort when I've been in trouble.
I feel his companionship daily.
And I know that he will answer me if I ask him.
He's so understanding, so wonderful, so helpful.
And without him, without faith, without prayer, life would not be worth living.
Wherever I am, I feel I am able to converse with him and to seek his help and his direction. And he has been the instrument in my life on many occasions, in times of anxiety, in times of sorrow, and in times of need.
And I'm hoping personally that the Lord is coming into the air and taking me up without dying.
One can go to them in trouble. You can go to communion and you can find him there. You can find him everywhere, we know. But when you go to communion, you feel a sudden awe and a quietness that fills you. I wish you could believe in God.
There must be a God. Oh, yes. How could we be without him? He is all love. And you just cannot live without him.
It's a wonderful feeling to believe and to trust. Immediately, you pray earnestly to God in heaven. You immediately feel that wonderful feeling of knowing that he's listening. And troubled as you are, you've got that feeling of wonderful elevation. It really is a wonderful feeling of elation.
I have prayed many, many times, and I found prayer has helped me because I have believed there was a God.
Before I go to bed every night, I pray that God always will be with me to take care of me, and he does. In the morning, when I get up, I say, thank you, dear Lord, for taking care of me this night. Be with me this day. Bless me and keep me and bless everybody else.
I have had my prayers answered many times, and I know that I've always got someone to whom I can look up to and lean on.
And without his help, I'm afraid life would have been very, very brash.
I'm just content to feel that there is someone, and I get a great deal of spiritual comfort from knowing there is someone to whom I can turn.
Blessedness, which is a thing which we all want, consists in the knowledge and love of God.
And that is the only thing that has any real meaning to me, and it is something really deep.
When I'm depressed, this image of God and the Trinity and everything else comes back to me. And I have an urge to go into a church and pray. I need something bigger than myself. It's an inadequacy, I suppose, in myself, that I need this comforting thing, which is bigger than any of us, I suppose.
I've always been searching for something. It seems to be the only answer, that there is a higher being, a higher intelligence, which directs everything. It's given me an extra dimension in my life. So many things that I can't normally explain seem to have a meaning. It's given me a new dimension, a meaning to so many things that I haven't understood before. It's given a new dimension to my life, a new depth generally. Without this belief, life to me would be very confusing.
There must be something greater, bigger. There must be some purpose. We must be part of something. We must contribute to something. This is our reason for living. We're part of a life. We aren't living ourselves. We're part of a bigger life, something much greater, a greater life, a greater universe. We're an atom in the God. God is the sum total of us all.
How could we be without him? He is all love. And you just cannot live without him. When you see the sin and the misery round about you, you know perfectly well that they do not believe in God. They do not go to him with all their troubles, which I do. I know if I got any troubles, I just go to him and he comes to me right away and he will comfort me. And that is how it is with people that do not believe in God. They are just miserable sinners and they cannot be happy.
There must be a God. Oh, yes.
And that is the only thing that has any real meaning to me. And it is something really deep. God is in every one of us.
He's inside everyone for everyone to find.
We all have God within us.
And I love him.